الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم. الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. صدق الله العظيم. My respected brothers and elders, in tonight's Taraweeh, through the fazal and the karam, the help and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we were able to complete the first half of the third juz and para of the Holy Quran Majid. And various topics have been discussed with great and in-depth detail. For example, the topic of nikah, marriage. Likewise, the topic talaq, divorce. Similarly, the topic of iddah, which a woman observes when she restrains and holds back herself and she waits for a certain period of time after being separated from her spouse, either through divorce or demise. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses various ahkam and laws pertaining to hajj and umrah and so on. Amongst the many important, pertinent topics that have been discussed in tonight's taraweeh, which I would like to just touch on a bit, the topic of sadaqah, charity, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With great emphasis, Allah Rabbul Izzat encourages us to spend in His path by mentioning great rewards, great virtues for the one who spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just one reward, one virtue, which has been recited now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who spends in the path of Allah, the one who spends in charity, his example is like that one who plants a certain seed, and that seed in turn causes 7 spikes to grow. And in every spike or every ear, there's another 100 seeds. Which means that for sadaqah, there's a special reward kept and preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, that person who spends 1 rand in the path of Allah, that person who spends just 1 rand in the path of Allah, will not receive 1 reward or 10 rewards, rather he will receive 700 rewards. 700 rewards for spending 1 rand in the path of Allah. And then this is just for our understanding, for you and I to understand by means of example. Allah then says, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاء. Remember, Allah is most generous. Allah multiplies the reward many times, by many folds, for whomsoever He wishes. Allah loves to forgive and Allah loves to give. So according to our generosity, our sadaqah, our charity, that is how Allah will treat us, Allah will deal with us, and Allah will reward us. In another verse later on, Allah says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's done during day or night, whether it's done secretly or openly, under all circumstances, whatever condition it may be, whoever spends in the path of Allah, Allah says his reward is preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has kept his reward in store by him. Look at the mode of the expression of this verse. Allah does not fix the amount of reward. Allah does not specify the reward. Allah says their reward is kept by me. I will reward them. You and I cannot truly fathom and understand the reward that will be kept in store for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in this verse Allah says, whether it's spent secretly or openly, sirran wa alaniyatan. From this verse, ulama and scholars classify and categorize sadaqah and charity into 2 categories. Number one, that sadaqah and charity that is spent openly, jahratan, in front of the eyes of the people. Category number two, that sadaqah and charity that is spent secretly, quietly, without anyone seeing it. And of course, both types are mentioned in the Quran and Ahadith, and both categories of sadaqah have its own advantage, its own benefit and goodness. However, the better of the two is the latter. That sadaqah and charity that is spent secretly. This is the best form of sadaqah, the best charity that is given. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith that on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant 7 individuals His special shade beneath His arsh, beneath His throne. These 7 individuals will enjoy the special shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know very well on the day of Qiyamah, the conditions will be very horrifying, very terrifying. To such an extent that even the cream of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the anbiya and the messengers, they will also be concerned about their own salvation, their own najat. To the extent that every Nabi will be saying, Ya Rabbi Sallim, Ya Rabbi Sallim. Oh Allah, grant us salamati, grant us ease, grant us peace. Nafsi, nafsi. Every Nabi will be concerned about his own salvation. Except for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So amidst those horrifying and terrifying conditions, Allah will grant these 7 people such honor and izzat and dignity on the day of Qiyamah, that everyone out there will envy them and they will admire them. These people are enjoying the special shade of the arsh and the throne of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Who are these people? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, amongst those 7 people, رَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. Amongst those 7 people who will enjoy the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that person who spends something in the path of Allah. تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ. Whatever amount it may be, he spends in the path of Allah. He spends in charity. And then he conceals it. He conceals it to the extent that even his left hand does not know what his right hand has spent. He conceals it so much. Allah becomes so happy with this person. Allah loves the sadaqah so much that Allah grants him such honor and izzat on the day of Qiyamah. So this is the reward for spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, in the next few verses, Allah Rabbul Izzat lays down certain principles and guidelines for you and I to implement when spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certain rules and guidelines. Amongst them, وَلَا تَتَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ. That when we're spending in the path of Allah, when we're spending in charity and sadaqah, we should spend from the best of our wealth. We should use the best of our wealth to be spent in sadaqah. وَلَا تَتَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ. Do not deliberately go and take the inferior quality of your wealth and use that for sadaqah. Spend that in sadaqah. Allah says, do not spend that of your wealth, that if you had to be given that as a gift, you would refuse to accept it. But now you very happily give it to someone else. This is a very important principle for us when spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. After having spent in the path of Allah, after spending in charity, Allah says, now do not go and destroy, do not invalidate and destroy the barakah, the blessings and the reward of your charity by reminding the person of your favors, by reminding him of your kindness to him, by bragging and boasting before him. This destroys the reward of your sadaqah. Thereafter Allah mentions an example, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ صَفْوَانٍ عَلَيْهِ تُرَابٍ فَأَصَابَهُ وَابِلٌ فَتَرَكَهُ صَلْدًا. A person who spends and then he reminds the person of his kindness to him, Allah says his example is like a stone, a slippery stone that has some dust particles on the surface of the stone. Thereafter the stone is struck or it's hit by a very heavy downpour, a very heavy rain, causing the stone now to be completely clean and pure. The sand, dust particles scatter in the rain. Likewise, when we spend in the path of Allah, and thereafter we destroy the barakah, the reward of our sadaqah, by reminding the person of our kindness, the reward is completely gone away. The reward completely disappears. Therefore we should not destroy our sadaqah by reminding the people of our kindness. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in another verse, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. That if you want to attain complete piety, if you want to attain complete taqwa, then you have to spend from that wealth that you love. You have to spend from that wealth that you love. You have some inclination towards. When this verse was revealed, Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu an, an Ansari sahabi radiallahu an, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, this ayat was revealed, and I have a certain garden called Bayraha. وَإِنَّهَا لَأَحَبُّ أَمْوَالِ إِلَيْهِ. And I'm very fond of this garden of mine. It is from the most precious of my wealth. But I want to attain the highest level of piety. I want to attain the highest level of taqwa. And therefore I give this entire garden of mine in the path of Allah. This is to attain the highest level of piety. So on one side we are commanded to spend from the wealth that we love. And likewise, on the other side we are also commanded not to spend every single thing, but to also keep some things for ourselves. Because our deen is very, very balanced. There's only i'tidal and moderation in our deen. Therefore a person, that person who follows the principles of deen and abides to the principles and the guidelines of deen, he will be the most happiest man on earth. On one side we are encouraged to spend, and on the other side we are also commanded to keep some for our family, to keep some for ourselves. Nabi alayhi salam says that that which you spend on your family, that which you spend on your children, your wives, your neighborhood, and so on, this is also considered to be a sadaqah. You also receive the reward of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the extent that, نَفَقَةُ الرَّجُلِ عَلَى نَفْسِ صَدَقَةً. That which you spend upon yourself is also considered to be a sadaqah. Deen is very balanced, very easy. And likewise, a person who spends on some family member of his to create family bond, family ties between him, he receives double reward. Reward for spending in sadaqah, and thereafter reward for joining ties with his family member. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very easy for us to spend. And of course, this is the month of spending, the month of generosity. Just last night we discussed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the most generous man on the surface of this earth. But our mother Aisha radiallahu anha says, وَكَانَ أَجْوَدَ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ. During the month of Ramadan, his generosity would reach the ultimate level. It would reach the climax, the pinnacle. He would spend every single thing. He would not hoard anything behind. This was the level of piety of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us the good qualities of the pious. May Allah help us spend in His path with ikhlas and sincerity. May Allah accept our Ramadan, accept our Taraweeh, accept our sadaqat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.